From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Another earthquake Sunday afternoon, this one a 3.9 magnitude, about 30 miles west of Petrolia. That followed another shaker Saturday night. Lost Coast Outpost reporting. The United States Geological Survey now says what was first thought to be two earthquakes in the area Saturday night was in fact one. Initially, they reported one was a 5.4 magnitude that struck 23 miles south-southwest of Rio Del, and a second was a 5.6 magnitude recorded 3 miles south-southwest of Petrolia. There have been no reports of major damage or injuries as a result of the quakes. Well, late last week, special agents with the Humboldt County Drug Task Force, with help from the Arcata Police Department and a canine officer, served a search warrant at a home on the 1800 block of G Street in Arcata. During a multi-week investigation, they got information that 31-year-old Jose Lozola was distributing heroin throughout Humboldt County. In addition to Lozola's residence, his vehicle was also listed on the warrant. Upon entering the residence, agents detained him without incident. They searched the residence and seized several items consistent with narcotic sales, including packaging material, digital scales, and money. During the search of his vehicle, police alerted to the presence of narcotics near the center console. Agents located a false compartment in the area and found about 1.2 pounds of heroin package for sales. They also found $4,500 in U.S. currency, believed to be profits from narcotic sales. Lozola is now in custody until he can provide proof of legal source of bail funds. The Arcata Planning Commission meets Tuesday at 6 p.m. in council chambers. On the agenda is approving the Eel River Drive Farms use permit at 200 Alder Grove Road. The applicant seeks a use permit for the development and operation of a wholesale cannabis processing, manufacturing, and distribution facility in the city's Cannabis Innovation Zone. It's a 4.4-acre property with a 24,000-square-foot industrial building about 32 feet in height. The applicant proposes to convert the former wood products processing facility to the cannabis operations. In addition, the applicants propose a future building of about 22,000 square feet in size. No cannabis cultivation is proposed at the location. Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services encouraging residents to prepare for potential power outages after PG&E began conducting preemptive power shutoffs in fire-prone areas. Preemptive shutoffs have already taken place in a number of locations outside the county. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.